I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. The Central Park Five, the Black and Latino youth who were railroaded, wrongly accused, coerced, and imprisoned in the case of the Central Park jogger back in 1989, have been waiting for 25 years for justice. Their convictions were vacated in 2002 when a confession and DNA evidence showed they were innocent. This is after they served full sentences. They are seeking a resolution to 11 years of litigation in the $250 million civil rights lawsuit. Former Councilmember Charles Barron says there's no amount of money that can pay for the loss of their youth.
The most precious years of their lives. There's no amount of money that can satisfy the families that went through the psychological trauma of the most gross injustice since the Scottsboro Boys.
And Mayor Bill de Blasio said his corporation counsel, Zachary Carter, will look into the case. He says Carter, who has been working to resolve the stop and frisk appeal, has a full plate.
But he is committed to making sure we get to that settlement quickly. Some complicated issues, but we're going to work through them very, very quickly.
But no meeting has yet been set up.
Justice for the Central Park Five.
Justice for the Central Park Five.
At City Hall, one of the Central Park Five, Raymond Santana, stands with supporters, elected officials, and members of Lambe Broth's December 12th movement.
It's been 25 years since we went through this great injustice. The labels, the forced imprisonment, the destruction of our family structures, the turning of the backs, the ridicules that we had to endure for 25 years. We were given a social death. Besides giving an imprisonment sentence, we weren't supposed to survive. But through the grace of God, we're here today. That's
right. Santana wants to know, when do they finally get justice, finally heal mental and emotional scars, and get on with their lives? Another one of the Central Park Five, Yusef Salam, says he didn't believe he'd go to jail.
I used to call it the criminal justice system. But for 25 years, I've been calling it the criminal system of injustice. I want to be able to go back and call it the criminal justice system. You know, we have indelible scars, even though we walk with our heads up. Sometimes you see us smiling, but many times, internally, we're struggling to keep it all together.
Salam says what makes it easier is family, friends, and supporters. One of his main sources of strength has been his mom, Sharon Salam, who shared stories with her son of growing up in the Jim Crow South.
We are victims here and have been victims for a long time. When I went home from the trials, I'd oftentimes be crying in the closet. Shame to let my tears be seen outside on the streets. But I still had to walk through it and be there because my son was walking through it.
Sharon Salam says she has found forgiveness for those who prosecuted her son, but she can't forget the ordeal her family has gone through.
There needs to be a structure in place that changes this and makes our city better.
That's right.
We need something that's going to help us move in a more positive way, in a way that's going to benefit the children of our city, of our state.
Charles Barron says we'll have to see if we get progressive movement on this case. The bottom line is, what does settlement mean for the Central Park Five, and when will it happen? Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.